Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Time. On The Truth is Funny, I am bringing visionaries, authors, speakers, and energy movers, energy shakers that I have met along my travels, sharing the life-transforming information of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery. And they are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. My guest today is Rio Gassa. I met Rhea 3.5 years ago at a demo and seminar in Penticton, British Columbia. She is an intuitive and a Yuen Method master practitioner living in Caledon, BC, Canada. She was born and raised in Germany and in 1980, she made Canada her new home. Rhea was introduced to a variety of energy practices in her early 20s. She was introduced to therapeutic touch, Radha Yoga, and has assisted psychic surgeons in the Philippines. Rhea has retired from many, many years as a nurse and is now enjoying the benefits of putting the Yuen Method into practice and sharing those benefits with people, with businesses, and also with pets. She has clients in Germany, Canada, and Australia. Rhea, a big welcome to The Truth is Funny.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I was thinking back to when we met 3.5 years ago. It seems like a lot longer than that I've known you. Will you just share with us your experience of what happened at the demo and what's occurred since?
Oh, that's a lot happened. I came to the demo. A friend brought me finally there. I was very reluctant. I had heard about you. But then finally a friend convinced me to come along, so I said yes, and I came there and I saw you, but then I thought, oh, that's a nice young lady, and where's the speaker? And then it turned out to be you were the speaker, and it was phenomenal because you picked my name, you had this little draw there, and I think it wasn't 5 minutes, and I came up there for my legs. I have had arthritis in my knees, and my legs turned into these columns of energy, like they felt like crystals. And I knew then that it was really energy shifting at its best. And yeah, and that took, I'm with you ever since. I became a master practitioner because I think it is an excellent tool to shift weaknesses in people, to move them forward, to release energy blockages in people. And yeah, it's done it for me, and it is an incredible, wonderful journey.
Yes, I remember at that at that demo a lot of times what happens is people, when you are energetically shifting them, what happens is, especially when someone like you comes along and you come to the demo, and I remember you saying, well, I wasn't going to come, but it was free. So why not? And that's why I provide free demos around the world, basically, is because I want to let people experience what it feels like to, and you know, to feel the relief as you find the leading weakness at that moment for a person. What happens is you could just focus on the midline, on the spine, where if you know where all of that information is held, and you can just instantly, in less than a second, run that energy for people and have them let it go. And so many, many times, you know, with your arthritis in your knees, and you were in so much pain. How are your knees now?
Oh, they're great. They're way more flexible. And pain, I sometimes it flares up a bit, but then I strengthen my midline and I have instant relief.
What is interesting is that when people have pain in their body, it very rarely is in the location that it's like it. First and foremost, it's the underlying weaknesses for physical pain are rarely on the physical level. Quite often, it's on the mental or the emotional or the psychological or the psychic or the spiritual level, because human beings are multifaceted and we're operating on so many levels. And, you know, we're so complicated compared to, you know, other animals on this planet, really, because we, as people, we have the influences coming in from our ancestors and from our descendants or even unborn descendants or the collective influence, you know, the fears that that society has. The fear of lack, the fear of not being able to be able to survive on this earth, you know, all of these things have an effect on us. And so when we identify what is the weakness at this moment for this person and we clear it, they can let go of a whole lot of issues that they weren't even aware of on the conscious level that were creating the pain in their body. And quite often, what also will happen is, you know, when it does come up on the physical level, it's very rare for the pain to actually be coming from, or the discomfort to be coming from the actual place where, like in the knees in your case, it'll be referred from another part of the body. And so quite often, with this method, we can identify not only, okay, the underlying non-physical issues, but also the underlying physical issues, like where is this really coming from in the body? And so that's what's so cool is that, you know, you see people who are, you know, in a lot of pain and they release it right on the spot. And I remember working with you, and since then, you know, you've interned for me at several of my seminars.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been so fabulous having you in my life. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, same, ditto.
And, you know, the thing is that I remember when we first started working together, you know, and you were coming to the seminars and that you would quite often be crying and you know, talking about, do you want to tell people about that? How you experienced that?
Yeah, Colette was giving her lecture, her workshop, and there come trigger points come up as you hear certain words, terms associated with certain situations. And I became very emotional, totally. Just like tears just wanted to come out, like, and then a big hug, and Colette did what she does with the UN method, and then instant relief. It was this quick burst of letting the blockages, whatever they were, and then, oh, this lightness just coming
and
over.
Then I always had so much fun with you because you would be crying, and then all of a sudden you would just start to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And a lot of times what happens is people, when they let go of these limitations, what happens is they'll break into peals of laughter because they realize it comes over you that, you know, that it's kind of like the cosmic joke, you know,
yeah.
how you realize you were just holding on to this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there comes a time in everyone's life when we come to a crossroad, you know, when we choose to build a life rather than just go along with the status quo. When was it that you decided to become a UN method practitioner? And as my dad used to say, shift and get off the pot.
pretty much right away, it was just go along with it. You know, hop on the wagon and ride this. It wasn't only a wagon. It's really a rocket ship. Right away, pretty much right away. One workshop at a time. And it was a very fast, incredible, colorful journey. Yeah.
You know, and that's part of the beauty of the instant relief. And what's important to acknowledge is that people are actually letting go. Yeah. And they're the ones that are healing themselves. Each and every one of us has that ability to have our body return to homeostasis and, you know, to let go. It's a choice we make, really. And, you know, so it's not about being positive or negative. It's just about letting it go. And this is what is so, amazing about this is the ability of every single person to be able to do that. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I think this will be my last time that I am coming to you from Regina, Saskatchewan, the city that rhymes with fun. I'm on the move, and I'm on my way to beautiful Kelowna, BC. And we are going to take a short intermission. And Rhea has just returned from a contact in the desert out at Joshua Tree, California, with Dr. Stephen Greer and others. And so when we return, we're going to hear all about that. Stay tuned. Shift happens.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. My guest today is fellow certified Yuen Method Mastery Practitioner Rio Gassa, who has just returned from Joshua Tree at Contact in the Desert. And we all want to hear all about that. But before we continue, Rhea, can you please share your contact information with our listeners?
Yes. My email is riaogaza@gmail.com. And my phone number is 250-488-7558.
Cool. And one lucky listener will receive a free 30-minute session with Rhea via phone. And so the first person to email Rhea will receive that session. So do you want to just give out that email address one more time?
Yes. Rhea Ogaza, like my name, and then gmail.com.
Awesome. So we are also going to be opening the phone lines and we're going to join forces to clear some energy for people that have a bother. So if you have a bother, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. So, Rhea,
yeah.
How did you enjoy Joshua Tree?
It was fabulous. It was a three-day event over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was about the disclosure of ET UFO phenomena at Joshua Tree, California. Hot, hot, hot. It was in the desert. It was 1,000. I don't know how many people were there, over 1,000, definitely. And they had international speakers for lectures and workshops. They showed movies. It was so much information to absorb. I just said, I'm going to be an open sponge because it started at 9 and it finished it at 9 and later at night. It was meeting people from all over the world. And they had incredible information and all our history we read in normal books. You can throw them all out. It's 25,000 years of human existence and in ET occupancy visitations on this wonderful planet Earth.
Yeah, when I was out at Joshua Tree myself, I guess that would have been a couple of years ago. I was attending Nassim Haramein's his delegate program for the Resonance Project Foundation. Nassim Haramein is a quantum physicist, that cosmologist, inventor, and it's all about free energy for the planet, so that every single person, you know, sustainability for the planet, so that every single person, gathering scientists from around the world to use technologies and to develop technologies that would benefit every human being and every other being in the universe. And this is, the energy at Joshua Tree is amazing. Just tell us a little bit about, your experiences. Have you ever had an experience where you have seen an ET or contacted with one personally?
Yes, I have. And I have contacted, seen them energetically, not 3D. And their energy is just very, very lovely. They are so kind. They are the love you always remember when your mom hugged you, you know, a mother's hug. That incredible, unconditional love, their presence. They're funny. They are playful. They are just very kind, very intelligent beings. And they're here making contact with us because our planet needs to move forward, wants to move forward. And with their assistance, with inviting them, they have incredible intelligence. And as you just said, there is free energy. Well, if they can make it here, I think they are pretty smart. You know? And if they want to show their knowledge, their intelligence, which they have done, I mean, we are very privileged to have contact with them.
You know, and that what you just said about being smart, I was just on Facebook, early this morning, I guess, and there was a YouTube video of Ashton Kutcher talking about how the, you know, if you want to be, how to be sexy, and he said, be smart. And that was, you know, it was a really cool, you know, speech that he gave to it was the Teen Choice Awards. And this is the, what I have been finding is, you know, there's been many people who have been labeled crazy or, you know, delusional because they say that they've had experiences with other beings from other planets. Having said that, there's a lot of people coming forth now and sharing their experiences. And this is, you know, something that, you know, many people have had experiences with other beings from other, you know, dimensions, other planets, and, you know, quite often have been ridiculed for it. But in many, you know, instances now, people in authority, people in governments are coming forward and sharing with people this information. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's, they mentioned about 50% of all the people on this planet, they are aware and know of the existence of extraterrestrial beings, of ETs. So all the media, whatever they do, that's, it's just fear-mongering, because in, I think it was 1947, there was a UFO crash in Roswell. And the American government, because they noticed there was intelligence there, they put it under lock and key, and it became all classified information. And now, but now it's time to get that classified information out again, and it's very difficult. But there are other ways so to access this technology, this information we can really use to save this planet. We don't need to use fossil fuels. We don't need all the... We don't need the technology we are using at the present time to move forward to a pollution-free planet. The technology is there.
And, so, you know, I have, because I meet so many people, and it's always a pleasure, I'll have a lot of high school students, teenagers, et cetera, come to my seminars, to my demos. And they are really hungry for this information because, you know, when you think about how we were even like 10 years ago, technology-wise, compared to how we are now, if you consider someone that, say, is 100 years old, that's been on this planet for 100 years, just imagine what those people have seen, the changes, you know, that we've gone through as human beings. So it's not unreasonable to say that to people that, you know, there is possibility that there's, you know, technology out there that could benefit all of us and benefit every single child on this planet so that everybody has clean running water and, you know, food and you know, and health and how, you know, just making this planet, you know, well, this planet already is a beautiful place. It's more about our perception. So, and, you know, what I have been finding is that the younger generation, they come forward and they are really hungry for this information, and they really want to step up and do their part also. And that's basically what got me into this work, into sharing this information, is I wanted to share with people that each and every one of us has the ability to tune into our intuition. And if we have the perception attached to that and we just sort of let go of the old information and allow ourselves to see things from a different angle, that we can actually find answers that, and it's not that any answer is right or wrong or positive or negative or good or bad. It's more that each and every one of us has this ability to tune in and have the insight to get the answer that will move us forward and move this planet and this entire universe forward in a powerful way, so that, you know, we're all in, you know, less pain and suffering and more fun for the entire universe. So I'm just going to remind people again that you can call in if you would like to have some, you have a bother, you have pain in your body, and you would like to experience what it feels like to clear that energetically. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And Rhea and I are also going to shift energy for people that are listening in later so that, you know, we're just going to identify what leading weaknesses are coming up for anyone listening in. And we're just going to energetically shift that together. And it's a lot of fun to do that with you, Rhea. I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm Colette Stephan. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, we will open the phone lines, as I said, and Rhea and I are going to move some serious energy so that we can have more fun. And so if you have a bother, you are welcome to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. And I have with me today Rhea Ogasa, who is a fellow UN Method, certified UN Method Mastery Practitioner. And we have opened the phone lines to our listeners who have a bother and want to be stress-free. 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And I have a request here from Aaron from Michigan, who has a who's emailed me, and he has a tooth that they want to do a root canal on, tooth number 19. And so Rhea and I are going to work on that for you because you have an appointment at the dentist coming up, and I promised you I would do that. So Rhea, when you get in touch with Aaron's energy right now,
yes,
what's coming up for you?
It is more for him that he really wants to move ahead in his life. And his tooth is bothering him because it sort of represents all the blockages he has. He's just grinding on this tooth. It's gnawing.
Ah, life is grinding.
So let's take all the misinformation he has about his life of moving forward, getting ahead in any situation, like if it's career-wise, if it's relationship-wise, financially. Let's remove all those blockages, make him strong to his finances.
Yeah, well, when you go to the dentist, it's expensive. That was coming up.
At least all the karma between you and your dentist, so there's not any extra work. And strengthen his tooth to his dentist. So, yeah, you don't want to have any karma with any doctor or dentist, anybody you see. Not even your car mechanic.
Yeah. What we want to do is we want to strengthen him to let go of any of that, so that when we need to hire an expert for ourselves, like to work on a tooth, etc., when we do that, we we want to pick the best expert for us and have a really strong relationship with that person, so that the outcome is 100% infinite potential. And so we just get him strong to that. And we have a caller right now, Lindsay from Regina, Saskatchewan. Lindsay, are you there?
I am, and it is your niece.
Oh my goodness, Lindsay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing really well. I'm on the move, and I missed you at the wine and cheese.
Yeah.
Did your dad remember to tell you?
No.
Oh no. I should have contacted you on Facebook.
Yeah, for sure.
So what can Rhea and I do for you today?
Well, the thing is, I kind of hit my head and I had a concussion, but it's been going on for so long that I feel I've been resting it and it's just kind of not going away, like the pain in my head. So
right now at this moment, what is your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's probably, it's just like a headache, so it's kind of probably about a 5-6, but it's steady, so I kind of have it all day, every day.
And so when did you hit your head?
It was probably about a month ago.
And what were you doing?
I was playing football.
What kind of football?
Tackle football.
Awesome. That's my girl. So Rhea, when you tune into my niece here,
yeah,
and she's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I just have to put that in for everyone listening in. What are you picking up?
I'm picking up standing in your own power. Like you were tackling. I'm not that familiar with the sport, but it's again, it's, we are women. We like to stay in our power and to strengthen you to your own power so you don't have to tackle along in life. So make you strong for that, and you don't have to have a headache. You don't need to be a headache. You can just be yourself. And so take all the information that comes with that, delete that out of you, and make you strong to yourself of who you are, whom you want to be, and who you should be. Because you have a right to be yourself, no matter what you do, what you want to do, what desires you have in your life. Make you strong to that.
Yeah, it's coming up, that triad. It's the one that Dr. Ewan talks about, that 80% are of people, 80% of the time are weak to, and that is of sex, money, freedom, slavery. So we're just going to strengthen you to that.
Yeah.
And can I just ask you, were you in a practice or were you in a game?
It was a practice.
Okay, see, this is what's bothering you. did you get to play a game?
No. Because I had one last year, and because
the same
year
thing
I
happened. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like a recycled, repeating energy. And so we just want to strengthen you that when you step onto that field, that you're going to claim your space from now on. If you're going to go out there and you're going to put yourself in a position to be tackled, that you're going to be strong to it. So everybody can do this. Anytime you're in any environment, if you're going to go on a stage, if you're going to be on a field playing a sport, whatever, that you take a moment and go to your midline right now. And part of this is all of the overwhelm from this, because I'm just getting that you've been, like, this is the second time this has happened to you. There's a lot of information about when, you know, like for any athlete that has a concussion, of it ending their career. And it's kind of like you have a weakness to your career being ended before it even began is what's coming up. Like, you'd like to get in on the game. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. And this is a bigger reflection of what's happening to you. How old are you now?
23.
Yeah, so it's just coming up that, like, you're 23 years old and you want to get on with your life, and there's things that you want to do, and you're feeling like you're being held back, not just in this area. It's career to purpose and purpose to career. So we just strengthen that for you, that, your career to your purpose. And then if you get in touch with your spine right now, your physical potential sits at the base of your spine. And it's kind of like when I'm picking up that when you walk out onto that field, what each and every one of us can do is you walk out there, you feel your midline, your spine. Your physical potential sits at the base of your spine by your tailbone and your sacral area. That's just strengthen you that any energy of any fears of anyone else on your team, in the audience, and your mom's coming up also, not wanting you to get hurt out there. And so we're just going to strengthen for you to push all of that, all the molecules of any negative energy, and just open it up and let it go. And you're going to push your energy in so that when you go out on that field, you're 100% in your physical potential. There's no need. See, you're weak to going out there to practice because you don't feel there's a need to practice. you already know what you're doing. Your body knows what it's doing. You're good at what you're doing. So let's just strengthen you to that. And then the disappointment. And it's just coming up having, this is actually coming from the base of your spine, not the top of your head. So if you just feel the base of your spine right now, and, you know, like, even squeeze your buttocks and let that direct that pressure that's in your head to go down through the bottom of your chin, through your perineum, and then at the bottoms of your feet, just letting it go and allowing yourself to release all the worries about your career, about moving forward in life in general, and then being able to go out in that field and play the game. When you consider life is actually a game. And, you know, we want to play to win. And so we want to strengthen you that every single thing you do would create benefit for you, create benefit for others, and create benefit for the team. And so we just strengthen that for you, that you deserve to be out there, that you're able, you're willing, you're ready, you're deserving, you're committed, and you're neutral. And then we're just going to take all of the spiritual experiences that you've had where you didn't get to play the game fully, and delete those down to zero, negative, infinity, and then increase your potential 100%. I just want to ask you right now, are you noticing any energy or any change in your head right now?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
So you're starting, are you feeling any tingling in your spine right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just push that energy down. And let's take all the overwhelm that you're experiencing as a 23-year-old and the collective influence of people your age and them, you know, having to move forward in life and then be strong to that so that no matter what you're doing, you're going to be 100% in your potential and your environment is going to totally support you. Is there anything else, Rhea?
No, I'm right along with you on that one. Absolutely. Stay in your power. Be you're a very strong woman. And yeah.
And the thing is that if you saw Lindsay, as I said, she's very tall and slim and beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, being tackled is reminding you of the other times that you fell down.
Yeah.
Like in life.
You're stronger than a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Yeah, you're very strong and you can shine in many, many ways.
Yes, yeah. Smart is sexy. Ashton Kutcher said so. So let's just get, you know, so how are you feeling right now, Lindsay?
I'm feeling better.
Thank you for calling in. It was awesome, awesome. I'm sorry I missed you at the wine and cheese. This is Colette Steffen. And when we're just going to take a quick break now. And we are going to just get Rhea to share your contact information one more time.
Okay. It is, my email is Rhea Ogaza, just how you see my name spelled, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 250-488-7558.
Okay, and when we return, we will do a group shift of the week. And in the meantime, remember, shift happens.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen and my guest, Rio Gassa. And we are going to tune in right now and do a shift, the shift of the week. We're just going to pick up energetically what is bothering the majority of the listeners listening in now and also the collective influence. But before we do that, I just wanted to thank Lindsay for calling in. It was awesome to hear your voice. Say hi to your mom for me and tell her congratulations. I saw the beautiful photographs that she is taking, and she does a fabulous job of sporting events. Say hi to your sister, Carissa. She's in Edmonton now, going to school there. And, you know, she's a fabulous athlete also. So I just want to, you know, say thank you for calling in. And Rhea, what are you picking up for the shift of the week for our listeners?
The weakness is I'm picking up trusting oneself on a larger scale. For as we are all going through the shift, trust yourself, like on a really deep, larger scale, to trust ourselves, where we are going, what we are doing, that we are always on the right path. And so the weakness on that is, our own trust and what means trust and where trust is coming from.
So when people think of the word trust, a lot of times what happens is when we hear the word trust or we try to trust ourselves or trust others, it brings up times when we couldn't trust. So quite often when you just use that word, it'll trigger people. So let's take all those triggers, all the issues and the choices. There's a lot of people, like at this time of year, there's a lot, a lot of children are going to be going back into school. This is coming up. Let's clear any weaknesses for anybody going back to university, going back to school, like our little ones that are starting school, even all the way down to preschool. Let's clear any weaknesses with education of not being able to get it, not being able, and that's what's coming up, and it's been coming up a lot this week with a lot of my clients, is this feeling like things are like spiraling so quickly right now. And not being able to get a good hold on it. So we want to strengthen everybody to the speed that we're traveling at right now. As I said, the technology is so much quicker than it was, we're moving quicker as a collective whole. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to that, you know, we can actually identify where we're weak and where we're strong and align ourselves with our energy so that we can do things with ease and let go of all the struggle of the hardship around that. That's coming up as a weakness also, going with the flow. Mm. So what else are you picking up, Rhea?
Go with the flow. Make ourselves strong to all the influences that are coming to us, all our gardeners, as we call them. You know, people, you come into people's situations, they want to pull out weeds on you, make you strong to them. And so you can move in your heart space. Where you want to be is in your heart space. So anything that's holding us back from moving into our heart space.
So what we want to do is we want to strengthen that. We, instead of thinking and overthinking everything, and taking on other people's thoughts, is allowing ourselves to use the thought on our midline in a split second. And to just flip energetic weaknesses that are weak to strong. And so we can do that by allowing our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions to separate and integrate very quickly so that we don't go to the same old reaction or follow in the same old cycles of energy that we've been in. And having the same old reaction to those cycles, allowing yourself to feel your intuition instead of overthinking and feeling with your emotions. Even if your emotions are so-called positive emotions, that is going to affect your thinking. So we just strengthen that for everybody that, you don't have to take anything personally. This is, that you are strong to, that body, mind, spirit triad is strong to the external boundaries being strong so that any dynamics that don't belong to you, anything coming from outside of you, any fears from anyone else, especially like if you're on a team like Lindsay is, the fears of all the collective influence out there of being out there. It's more coming in the dynamics coming in at athletes rather than, you know, from other people and their concerns than the internal dynamics that are coming in from inside the internal boundaries of that body, mind, spirit triad. So we just strengthen that for everybody. As I said, life is a game. And we're, you know, we may as well have fun playing it and, you know, play to win. And we want to win for ourselves and we want to win for all the people around us, all the beings around us, so that the entire universe is strong and steps forward in a strong way. So what else are you picking up here, Rhea?
To have the right perception, to be, you know, if things are the same or not the same, they're different or not different, they're changes or no changes, that we are always on that neutral spot. So our perception is clear and we are not getting, having these triggers, then we have the issues and choices, that we are strong in there and that our inner dynamics and outer dynamics are strong.
So, you know, part of that is if we are experiencing something in the moment, like say Lindsay is with this headache and it's uncomfortable, we want to get into a place where we don't have to label it a good or a bad experience or a positive or a negative one. It's more something that we are, in this moment, we are experiencing this. If we don't label it, it's much easier for us just to let it go. And so let's just strengthen everybody to that, that, you know, there has, that we could be like empty vessels, no judgment. Mm-hmm. No criticism, so that we could just allow information to flow through us. And that, you know, if you consider yourself being like a binary computer, the hard drive of that computer is your central nervous system, your spine, and all the components of that spine. And so I'm just picking up, just deleting down to zero, negative, infinity, any memories, any residuals, any remnants, sentiments, hesitations that are created from holding on to psychic energy, spiritual experiences, and then also on the mental and emotional level, a psychological level. What else are you picking up, Rhea?
Yeah, we want to be strong to our future. You don't want to have any experiences, imprints from your past experiences sabotaging your future. You know, you have your near future, you have your immediate, the intermediate future and the distant future. You want to have it open for your experience, not any more sabotaging from family, from other relatives, from other people you met, other people met. We have so many influences, so let's take all that and delete it down to zero, minus, negative, so we can have a beautiful future, a future we desire.
And awesome.
We can have it 100% our potential in this future.
Awesome, Rhea. Thank you. So, you know, if you want to connect with me, you can go to thetruthisfunny.com or crystallinevision.com. All my contact information is there. You can sign up for my newsletter on The Truth is Funny and receive a free gift. And also, upcoming events, I have a Level 1 UN Method Seminar in Vancouver on September 21st and 22nd. And you can become a UN Method practitioner in training, too, and learn to, you know, be consistent in your actions towards your goals. I'm also going to be interviewed by Karen Anderson on Ignite the Light soon, and Awaken to your to Happiness Now with Shefferi Burns. And so you can also look up videos on thetruthisfunny.com that you can purchase to learn how to identify your weak and strong and to clear it for yourself and others. And I want to give a big energetic hug to all my teleconference people that I'm working with later tonight, Bloom Into Infinite Potential. I'm off to see Paul McCartney in concert, a master. So I'm excited about that. And till we meet again, I just want to say this is Colette Stephan on The Truth is Funny. And thank you so much, Rhea. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. Let's take it to Australia, too. Okay.
Oh, Australia. Yes. There we go.
So
bye for now. And remember, shift happens.
Yeah.
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.